feel that? Yes, can you feel what's about to happen on this field, man? Can you feel what we about to get into, dog? And it ain't going to be getting to ourselves. We're going to dig into somebody else, man. So whenever you in that doggone game, whatever you got to do to get whatever that's in you out to come out and play your behind on, let me get that. They don't respect us. They don't know about our heart, man. They don't know about our heart. But I tell y'all tonight, let all the haters and doubters, we gon' show them. We gotta forget about the past and act crazy today. That's what we gon' do all fucking day. Hit everything. Give me what you got. Domination, snot bubbles, crazy eyes, whatever. Let's dominate this thing. All in on three. One, two, three.
All in. He is firing deep. Brian Dawkins interception. And then taking the hit. Over the middle is Crumpler, and he is getting up very slowly as he ran into Brian Dawkins down near the 10.
That's one of those World Wrestling Federation moves.
Brian Dawkins is going all the way in for a touchdown.
On Sunday, the Eagles honor one of the finest players and quite honestly one of the most outstanding men to ever wear an Eagles uniform. Brian Dawkins, number 20, will never be worn by another Eagle, as it should be. Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie called Dawkins his favorite Eagle, and if you were to ask fans who their favorite player is, all you have to do is look at the number 20 jerseys that are still adorned by fans to this day, even though he last suited up for the team in 2008. Why was Dawkins the most beloved Eagle? Quite simply, he embodies the city of Philadelphia. You never had to question Dawkins' heart or effort on the field. He demanded that his teammates give him everything they had because he knew that with every flying tackle, jaw-dropping hit, or breathtaking interception, he would pour every last ounce of energy from his soul into the game. Dawkins connected with the fans unlike any player. He appreciated their support and understood what Eagles football meant to this city. In the locker room, he was a leader whose aura commanded respect.
Respect is not given, it is earned, God Dawkins. Whatever you got to drink, let me get that.
A mild-mannered man off the field, Dawkins transformed on game day as soon as he put on the silver and green nose strip and strapped on his helmet with the extra cloth padding around the chin. He became his alter ego, Weapon X, who was like the fictional comic book character Wolverine, only Weapon X had a locker inside the NovaCare complex. Dawkins fed off the energy from the fans as he would exit from the tunnel, unleashing an array of moves that appeared as if he was possessed. In fact, possessed might be the only way to describe how he played once he was on the field. When defensive coordinator Jim Johnson unleashed Dawkins' talents by making him a ferocious blitzer and lockdown cover safety, Dawkins defined the new generation of safety play in the National Football League.
He steps away. They knock the ball loose. The Eagles have recovered. A hit by Dawkins.
Big play starts with Brian Dawkins getting to Romo, getting that football out.
Bang down. What a hit by Dawkins out at the four.
Dawkins played the most games by a non-specialist in Eagles history. He was a 7-time Pro Bowl selection and 4-time All-Pro with the Eagles. 5 times, he was named the team's defensive MVP. He is one of the rare players to record over 30 career interceptions and over 20 sacks. He was a member of the NFL's All-Decade team for the 2000s, and off the field, he was a finalist for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. One day, Canton will call his name. Today, we here in Philadelphia make sure that no one will ever wear number 20 again.